take any questions. Oh, well, sorry. We have a question. Yes. Sorry.
One question.
Okay. Naomi, I hear Naomi over here saying yes.
Yes, you, no, I'll mention it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah. That's a really good question. We have, I've been told, a greater number of different Indian tribes here in San Diego County than in any other county in the country. So, great question.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I've gotten to the point where I need to have glasses for the low and not for the high, so I'm going to be maneuvering. Anyway, I'm Phyllis Hardigan, as Cheryl mentioned. I'm program manager at the Center for Healthier Communities at Rady Children's Hospital here in San Diego. And I'm here also representing Sherry Fidler, who's the director of our center. She and I have worked very closely since the beginning in helping to coordinate the activities of the domain that I'm going to speak to you about this afternoon, officially called Healthcare Systems and Providers Domain. I'm going to refer to it simply as the healthcare domain. And I wanted to start by really just kind of pointing out what I think is unique about the healthcare domain. And I think you'll see it's a little different compared to a couple other domains, and particularly the two that you'll hear from this afternoon. And that is that with the health domain, in bringing together representatives from different healthcare organizations to address child obesity prevention, this is a non-traditional role for healthcare organizations in our community. And so there really was no organizational structure in place. There was really no forum that existed for bringing people together to address this topic. So when we started, we really started from scratch. And that is a challenge in some ways. We're asking people to volunteer their time. It's not something they're doing currently in their jobs, and to come together and help us figure out what the path is that we want to go down. So that's the challenge to the group. And so my presentation is really going to be more process-oriented about kind of what were the steps that we went through and where did we get to in that process. The good news with our domain, however, is that, as Cheryl mentioned, all of the healthcare organizations certainly understand the role that they play in childhood obesity and prevention. And so there is a great amount of enthusiasm, and we certainly have had no trouble bringing those individuals and organizations to the table. How come I'm not going forward?
Yeah, let me try it from here. Oh, there we go.
Thank you. Cheryl mentioned that in the very beginning, in terms of putting the domains together, and in the case of the healthcare domain, looking for appropriate champions to really get the work started, it was important to identify individuals who were leaders in the community who could help move things forward and who also represented a wide spectrum of the healthcare community. So initially, the champions that came to the table to start this work were high-level representatives from Rady Children's Hospital, Kaiser, which of course represents the health plan, the healthcare system, the health provider, kind of all in one, from San Diego County Medical Society, and also from Healthy San Diego, which is the Medi-Cal, or in the state of California, the Medicaid program. Oh, went backwards. Okay, I'll just give you the cue.
Okay, yes.
So these individuals came together and started to look at who else needs to be at the table in this domain. And I think if you look back at our roster in the 2.5 years that we've been having these meetings, I think we have about 50 different individuals who have participated on our domain, not always all consistently, and there has been some changes in membership. But consistently, I think these are some of the organizations that have been representative. The American Academy of Pediatrics, our local community clinics, certainly individual providers. We have a core group of champions who are regular attendees at our healthcare domain meetings who really help us advance the work of this domain. County Health and Human Services, including the Child Health and Disability Prevention, Public Health Officer, and representatives from the county. Also the Community Health Improvement Partners, and certainly representatives from the different healthcare systems in the community. I'm just going to let you move forward. I mentioned already some of the challenges for our domain in that the members are all volunteers, and sometimes there was inconsistency in attendance, and I think sometimes that made it a little more challenging for us to really determine exactly what direction we were going in or what goals we wanted to focus in, because depending upon who was at the meeting each month, we sometimes had a different conversation. We meet monthly at 1 o'clock on a Tuesday, and that's pretty much when the health domain meetings are held. We also know that in our health domain that we don't have all of our providers represented at the table, and that's something also that we needed to address, one of our challenges. The other is kind of inherent in the structure. Cheryl mentioned she has fairly limited staffing, and so each of the domains are really responsible for figuring out how they're going to identify the funding that they need to move their projects forward. So that's also a challenge, and how they're going to support the activities that they want to move forward with. So when we got started with the health domain, we thought, okay, here we are at the table. How do we start? Well, the logical thing to do was to, there's an action plan that has been put together by the initiative. Let's take a close look at the action plan and what it says. We took a look, and the strategies that are outlined in the action plan really focus around two key areas. Cheryl already mentioned some of them. Around physician practice, for example, that physicians should be routinely measuring BMI in their practice and making appropriate referrals in the community, that healthcare providers should be trained on effective prevention and treatment strategies, and that obesity prevention, screening, and treatment screening, treatment, and referrals should be made consistently in clinical care. So really focusing on practice. The other area that really came up in the action plan was around advocacy, and specifically for the healthcare domain, focusing on advocacy for reimbursement. So as I mentioned, since we didn't have necessarily a broad spectrum of healthcare providers at the table in our domain, we felt we needed to go out and really find out what their current practices were, what their barriers were, and what types of resources and support they needed. So the first thing that we did was to implement an electronic survey. We partnered with the AAP and the San Diego County Medical Society, took advantage of their electronic database to access providers throughout the county. And we sent out an electronic survey asking about current practice around BMI measurement and what were some of the barriers that they were facing. First of all, we found out that all respondents really felt that BMI measurement was important as a part of routine care, yet they weren't all necessarily doing it on a routine basis. And the number one barrier that we heard from our respondents that really prevented them from being able to effectively implement obesity prevention strategies in their daily practices was the lack of referral networks. Not only did they not know necessarily what programs and services were available in the community, they didn't know if they were available and how to make referrals. And they certainly didn't have the ability to stay on top of programs and services that were coming and going. And so if you're going to ask them to measure BMI and identify families at risk, it's a little challenging then when they don't have specific resources in the community to link those families with when they have a lot of demands on their time in their office. And we also heard from them on the survey that the majority said that if there were a centralized referral network, then they certainly would be very likely to utilize that. The second thing that we did in order to hear from our provider group is to pull together a physician advisory team. We have a lot of physician leaders in the community, and we identified about 25 pediatric physicians or providers who we asked to come to a meeting. It was right before Christmas, and it was short notice, and it was on a Tuesday night for dinner, and we had nearly 100% attendance of those that we invited, which really showed how interested the physicians in our community are to talk about this subject. The goal in the meeting, first of all, was to bring together these leaders and have them share what they were currently doing, share with each other some of the tools that they were already using, some of the programs that they were aware of that were available in the community, and help them to really collaborate on what was already happening, not to reinvent the wheel, but to help to access what was going on. The second thing we did in the meeting was to help them to identify for us what they felt our priorities should be in the health domain moving forward. You can see on the slide dissemination of office tools and resources, not reinventing the wheel, but trying to bring together what was already out there. Physician training was one of the areas they were interested in, identifying and centralizing community resources. And I thought it was interesting that this this leadership group was very aware that in order to effectively address child obesity, that they couldn't do it within the confines of their clinical office practice. They understood that in order to do this work, they really needed the training, the resources, the support to become community advocates, to get out there in the schools and in the businesses, and that was really how the work would be done, and that was one of the things that they told us. Also, advocacy for reimbursement, the subject, you know, that obviously keeps coming up in this domain. The third strategy that we used in moving forward was to apply for grant funding to try to move some of our initiatives forward. To summarize some of our key accomplishments, certainly the electronic survey was an accomplishment, bringing together the physician advisory team. That group is still available to us to provide consultation. Because it's hard for them to get together, we're looking at new strategies for meeting, like web-based communication, and we continue to have this group available for us. Cheryl mentioned the Obesity Summit in 2007. The health domain pulled together, I think, a very prestigious panel to talk about healthcare. And for me, one of the key things that happened from that is we brought our new CEO of Rady Children's Hospital, Kathleen Selleck, and asked her to do a presentation at the summit. That really put the topic on her radar screen, where it wasn't necessarily there before, and she has subsequently allocated $250,000 to our department to address child obesity prevention. So that was a win for us. We did a physician advocacy training in partnership with the California Medical Association Foundation, had over 60 providers participate in that. And then I'll just finish by talking about a grant that we did get funded that we're currently implementing, and then talk about kind of the direction that we're moving in now. You can go to the next one. We are in, I think, about the 9th month of a 2-year grant, about $200,000 that we applied for as partners through the healthcare domain, and it was funded by the Vitamin Cases Settlement Grant. And the purpose of the program that we're implementing was really to address the needs that our physicians told us that they had in terms of creating a centralized referral network. And we have a number of partners on this effort, as you can see on the slide. But the key partner in this effort is 211. Are any of you familiar with 211 and what it is? It is a national toll-free number, kind of like 911 and 411, and not available in all states and counties, but starting to become available in all areas of the country. And the purpose of 211 is to provide information for community residents on community programs and services. So we are using this money to help them first build the infrastructure to collect information on weight management, nutrition, physical activity, and diabetes programs and services throughout the community, to have staff to be able to go out and get that information and update it, and to build a dedicated web page so that the information can also be accessed via website. The second year of the funding will be used to really go out and train physicians, school nurses, public health nurses, other pediatric providers, let them know that this resource is available and encourage them to use it to refer families and parents to that resource at 211. And just finally, in terms of moving forward, you know, as a group I mentioned, we sometimes struggled with our direction. You can go to the next one, sorry. And a few months ago, Cheryl made us, you know, sit down and write out a real specific work plan, and everybody's like, you know. But for our domain, I actually think this really helped us a lot in terms of really focusing our direction on where do we go from here. And kind of going back to what we saw as the two key areas in the action plan, what we're ending up now focusing on, provider support and advocacy for reimbursement. We're kind of changing our structure of the group. We're going to create smaller work groups to focus on these two areas and then bring the larger group back less frequently. In terms of provider support, looking at in-office and community resources, as I mentioned, more continuing education strategies, and then kind of interestingly looking at worksite wellness and whether we can train clinician offices to become good role models for the community as well. Finally, I think my time must be up. You're yes, pushing me. Okay. Okay. Advocacy for reimbursement. Our next move here is to really bring together a lot of important leaders from the state and start to talk about what do we need to be doing and what are the next steps for addressing advocacy. Okay. Thank you.
Any questions for Phyllis? Our next presenter